The Strange Fate of Kitty Easton by Elizabeth Speller.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB, Register Charity Number 226227.
Part 1. Chapter 1. Lawrence Bartram was waiting for a late connection at Swindon Station. It was a bright April day, and he had been glad to leave London, a city teeming with the crowds drawn in by Empire Exhibition fever. Now, as he looked beyond the water tower towards the vast marshalling yards and busy workshops of the Great Western Railway, the metallic clangour, the smell of oil and coal, and the distant shouted exchanges of railwaymen filled the air. There was order in the rows of trains in their cream and brown livery, and then the tidy terraces of railway cottages. But behind them, the sweep of the hills to the southwest rose, bigger than all of it. Once settled on the train, Lawrence felt in his pocket for the three letters he had brought with him, all of which he needed to respond to. It was the one from William Belitho, an architect, asking him to look at Easton Dedall Church that had intrigued him and brought him on this journey. Alongside the church, Lydia Easton, who had the small estate of Easton Hall, hoped to create a maze to remember the many men from the village who had died during the war. It was an odd sort of memorial, Lawrence had thought, rereading William's letter. But Mrs. Easton was also improving the estate workers' cottages. William had been sanguine. He wrote that the job was basically roofing, painting, and installing water.